Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, it won't be long before we know who's going to earn the chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question. George, who's leading at this point?
The young couple are ahead with $40, and the secret word is still milk. Just before we went on the air, we went looking through our studio audience for the parents of the most children. And here come the mother and the father who were chosen. Mr. and Mrs. Marion D. Story, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And if you say the secret word, you win $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mr. and Mrs. Marion D. Story. Marion? Which one of you is Marion?
Oh. I am.
I thought you were already married. Well, that was a whirlwind courtship. Mrs. Story, your first name is Charlotte, is that right?
That's right.
Charlotte, huh? Where are you from, Charlotte?
Bakersfield, California, about 100 miles north from here.
Marion, what do you do for a living?
I'm a sign painter.
Sign painter, huh? How'd you meet Indian sign here, Charlotte?
Oh, I met him on a boat, and it was raining real hard this night, and he said, "Would you share your umbrella with me?" And I said, "Sure." And so...
That's a pretty corny approach there, Mary.
It worked.
How long have you kids been married?
28 years.
Well, you're a fine-looking couple. Now, Mr. Story, according to Fenneman, you two are up here because you're the parents of the largest family. Is that correct?
I guess I am. Guess it is.
You mean you only guess you have a large family?
No.
Haven't you counted the livestock lately?
So there's no question about the family.
It's just a question why you're up here, huh? Mrs. Story, how many times have you been a mother?
20 times.
Is this really true? 20 children, Marion?
That is true, 20.
Just what she said. Apparently nothing's happened in the last few seconds anyway. Well, Mr. Story, my hat, if it was on, would now be off to you. You're a remarkable woman, huh? Tell me, Popsicle, when you see a lot of kids around your house, how do you know if they're all yours?
I remember faces.
You never forget a face, eh? Could you give us the names? Could you reel them off for me?
Well, I'll start with the twins. There's Jean and Jane and Jimmy and Jeanette and Gary and Sherry and Eileen and Arlene. That's twins, four sets of twins. There's two sets of girl twins, and there's two sets of mixed twins.
Mixed twins, huh?
Oh, and the others all goes by the name of Jean and Jane and Jack and Jacqueline and June and so on and so forth.
How old are the children, Mrs. Story?
Well, the oldest is from 27 to 3 years old.
Mm. Have you ever thought of adopting any children?
No, it never occurred to me.
Tell me, Pop, with each new kid, do you go around passing out cigars?
Well, I used to. I stopped at about a dozen.
What do you pass out yourself now, is that it? Well, tell me, Pop. Pop, that's the understatement of the year. Paul Bunyan. If you can't remember all the names, how do you know who to call when you want something?
Well, if I want one of the boys, I just say, "Son."
Aren't you afraid of getting trampled in the rush? Now, what kind of living quarters do you have? The Hotel Bakersfield?
No, we have 2 acres. And we have a 10-room house and 2 showers and a bath.
And do you have a cop in the hallway directing traffic? Well, with all these income tax deductions, how do you make out around March 15th, Pop?
Well, I haven't paid income tax for years.
Well, You wouldn't want to loan me about eight kids, huh? How do you manage to feed 20 kids? Do you do it in shifts?
Well, that's easy. I have a budget, and I buy everything wholesale. And I start breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning. I get all the working ones off to work, and then I've got 10 to get off for school, and I got some home, and I finally get through about 7 o'clock at night, and then...
What's your grocery bill amount to every week, Charlotte? That's not too personal a question.
Well, it runs to $100 a week. And
suppose the family's having lunch on Sunday. What would you ordinarily find on the table?
Well,
besides a few of the children, huh?
The children are all there. Well, I'll take Thanksgiving Day. Well, we had 2 30-pound turkeys, and we had 20 pounds of roast chicken, and... we had a gallon of mashed potatoes and 14 pumpkin pies and 8 mince pies and 6 cranberry pies and gallons
pie.
Of salads. And
and what do you use for toothpicks, a red wood glob? Marion, tell me, as the father of 20 kids, have you had any unusual or unforgettable experience?
I've had lots of unusual experiences. We were living in Sacramento, and coming into the hospital, we had to borrow our neighbor's car because ours was broken down.
Should have had a DeSoto.
Well, anyway, we came to the American River Bridge. And we got to the first approach. Well, Mama says, "Take it easy, Pop." We had the car stop, and one baby was born. And I said, "Well, go ahead now. We get to the hospital fast." So the driver got in. We started, and we got to the other end of the bridge. Mama says, "Take it easy, Pop."
That's why they call them suspension bridges.
Your bridges hereafter.
What about you, Mrs. Story? Have you had an unusual experience?
Well, when Jerry was born...
What number was he? Do you remember?
Oh, he was number 12.
Number 12.
I remember that very clearly. I got out of the hospital and I went home. Well, there was 11 down with the whooping cough and measles. Oh. So...
You never realized that night when you were on the bay and it was raining and you had the umbrella that all this was going to happen.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, that'll teach you, Mrs. Story. Never carry an umbrella when it's raining. Eh? Well, it's really been inspiring having you two here tonight. And, Mrs. Story, you have every right to be the proudest mother in the country. Now, you're going to play the DeSoto Plymouth game, you bet your life. If you beat our other two couples, you get a crack at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much they won, but George is offstage. Remind our listeners.
The young engaged couple is still ahead with $40.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nursery rhymes as your category. Is that right? And that's a subject you ought to know a great deal about.
Yes,
you have $20, and how much are you going to try?
$10.
Who called for his fiddler's three?
Old King Cole.
Old King Cole is right. And they're on their way, Groucho, with $30. All right, you got $30. Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of the 30 are you going to try?
25.
25. Who was asleep under the haystack when he should have been tending sheep? Come on, now. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a shame, but it was Little Boy Blue. Very easy to get confused on that.
They now have $5.
Oh, you're all the way down to $5. All right, now. Here's your third question. You got $5, and how much are you going to bet?
$5.
Who picked a peck of pickled pepper?
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper is right.
On the way again, they have $10.
All right, now you got $10. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 10 are you going to bet?
All of it.
All right, who fell down the hill and broke his crown?
Jack.
Jack is right.
And they wind up with $20. And that means the young engaged couple gets the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question.